Welcome to Evening Prayer, Monday the 23rd of November. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Your faithful servants bless you. They make known the glory of your kingdom. Blessed are you, Sovereign God, our light and our salvation. To you be glory and praise forever. Now as darkness is falling, wash away our transgressions. Cleanse us by your refining fire, and make us temples of your Holy Spirit. By the light of Christ, dispel the darkness of our hearts, and make us ready to enter your kingdom, where songs of praises for ever sound. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Blessed be God for ever. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praises, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 80. Hear, O Shepherd of Israel, you that led Joseph like a flock, shine forth, you that are enthroned upon the cherubim, before the Ephraim, Benjamin, and Messiah. Stir up your mighty strength and come to our salvation. Turn us again, O God. Show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved. O Lord, God of hosts, how long will you be angry at your people's prayer? You feed them with the bread of tears. You give them abundance of tears to drink. You have made us the revenge of our neighbours, and our neighbours laugh us to scorn. Turn us again, O God of hosts. Show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved. You brought a vine out of Egypt. You drove us out the nations and planted it. You made room around it, and when it had taken root, it filled the land. The hills were covered with its shadows, and the cedars of God by its boughs. It strengthened out its branches to the sea, and its tendrils to the river. Why then have you broken down its walls, so that all who pass by pluck off its grapes? The wild boar out of the wood tears it off, and all the insects of the field devour it. Turn again, O God of hosts, look down from heaven, and behold, cherish this vine which your right hand has planted, and the branch that you made so strong for yourself. Let those who burnt it with fire, who cut it down, perish at the rebuke of your countenance. Let your hand be upon the man at your right hand, the Son of Man, you made so strong for yourself. Let those who burn it with fire, who cut it down, perish at the rebuke of your countenance. Let your hand be upon the man at your right hand, the Son of Man you made so strong for yourself. And so will we not go back from you. Give us life, and we shall call upon your name. Turn us again, O God of hosts. Show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved. Faithful shepherd of your people, as we look for the light of your countenance, restore in us the image of your glory, and graft us into the risen life of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory. For I am always with you. You hold me by your right hand, and afterwards receive me with glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory. Let us pray. Lord, our helper and protector, save the afflicted among us. Have mercy on the lowly. Raise up the fallen, appear to the needy, heal the ungodly, restore the wonders of thy people, feed the hungry, ransom our prisoners, rise up the sick, comfort the faint-hearted. Amen. Jesus, tender shepherd, Jesus, tender shepherd, hear me. Bless your little children tonight. Through the darkness, please with me. Keep me safe till morning light. All this day your hand has led me, and I thank you for thy care. Thou hast warmed me, clothed me, feed me, listen to my evening prayer. May my sins be full forgiven. Bless the friends I loved so well. Take me, Lord, at last to heaven, happy there with you to dwell. Amen. Uniting our prayers with the whole company of heaven, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. May Christ, who has opened the kingdom of heaven, bring us to reign with him in glory. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.